Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us to lead off the second hour of the show, he is on the FanCast Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, the one and only Vinny Rattino. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, Sparky, anytime. You know that.
Okay, so FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, y'all were popular on social media, and you probably didn't even realize it because of how angry people were that Ron Darling was on that broadcast. People wanted all the local guys brought on the broadcast. Has there ever been conversation amongst you all about wanting that same thing? In the NBA, they get the first round, and you still have the local broadcast with the national broadcast. And then after the first round, then it moves on. Has there ever been any conversation about that?
Not that I know of, Sparky. In fact, I was talking to Rock, Bill Schroeder, about this same thing. We just went to dinner a couple of nights ago, and he kind of used the analogy. It's like, you know, you have a girlfriend, right, and you take her – you make the phone calls, you put in all the work, you guys have a good relationship, and then you go to prom and someone else takes her to prom. So it's kind of a good analogy just because, yeah, we follow the team, we cover the team all year long, and then all of a sudden someone else has taken the team to prom, so to speak. So it's unfortunate, but that's how it goes. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's nice that the Brewers are being covered by, you know, the national network, and everyone outside of the state of Wisconsin can see how good this team is, and they certainly showed it that game one.
It's interesting because I had said while this break was happening and we were waiting to see who the Brewers were going to play after the wild card round was done that this team offensively wasn't obviously the same that it was since the trade deadline through August. It had cooled off some. And I was hoping that just a refresh, a reset of the minds and body and all of that may kind of get this offense going again. I did not expect it to get it going to 6 in the first going. But it definitely looked like this offense was looking a little bit closer to what it did in August there in game one.
Without a doubt. And Murph knows how to push the right buttons, doesn't he? My goodness, he knows his group so well because – remember, that last month of the season, did they play after that 14-game winning streak, 500 baseball right around there, and they looked a little tired, right? And they just didn't have – not that they didn't have their edge to them, like they didn't have the first part of the season, the first 6 weeks of the season where he challenged them to find their edge. They just looked a little gassed. They looked a little tired, battling, of course, as they always do. But Murph knows how to push the right buttons. He didn't bring fans in for that week layoff where other teams were bringing fans in. The Phillies, what, had 35,000 fans at the stadium to watch their scrimmages. Murph didn't do that. He realized, hey, look, this team just needs a mental break. They need a reset. And boy, did they ever come out like gangbusters. 9 runs in the first 2 innings. You know, the offense showed up again. They were 7-for-17 with runners in scoring position. That was the Brewers that we saw early on, or I guess, you know, 3 different winning streaks. The offense cannot be held down when they're swinging the bats like this and they're having quality at-bats up and down the lineup like this. It was fun to watch. Let's see him do it again against Shota Imanaga tonight.
We talked about the importance of Jackson Chourio going into the season. He had 200 in the month of September and really needing him to look like a star player kind of in the playoffs if this team's going to make a deep run in the postseason. He looked just like that for the first couple of innings until the hamstring strain. Your thoughts on him and the likelihood of him playing again here in the series?
Man, that one was a little bit tough to see, right? We saw it look when he originally injured the hamstring. We saw it look like it wasn't that big of a deal. Him coming out of the game, him saying in the post game, you know, I'm fine. He was all smiles, and then he was out for a month. So that was scary to see him come out of the game, even though they're talking about it being precautionary. you saw it on Twitter how he was running down the line. I think Adam McAlvey yep. tweeted it. It looked like he was favoring that hamstring a little bit. Not something you want to see for certain with your star, young budding star in Jackson Churio out, especially he was 3 for 3 in the first game. He just looked like he was back to him being himself. And look, he thrives in these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Types of scenarios, right? He thrives in the games on the line. He thrives in, you know, in front of the brightest lights of the big leagues in the playoffs, the NLDS. So don't want to see him out. I don't know. I'd be speculating if I would tell you he's going to play one way or the other. But here's the thing, Sparky. We know that, you know, next man up type of mentality. And they've been doing it all year long. And Isaac Collins stepped up in the absence of Jackson Churio earlier on in that month-long hiatus where he was out the entire month of August, and the Brewers had a great month. So we'll see what happens, but certainly you hope that he's okay. I would probably DH him and put Yelich in left, just to, you know, and then have him favor the hamstring on the bases. That's what I would do. That bad is that important? Let's see what the Brewers decide to do.
So Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, I should say, here on the Fan. Sparky with you. Let's go to Isaac Collins, because if there is no Churio, it is going to fall on Isaac Collins. Man, what has happened? He had a kid, and the bat went silent kind of since then. Have you noticed anything physically watching him that's changed?
Nothing. No, I don't see anything that has changed. I thought he still was having consistent at-bats. He gets on base a ton. He doesn't chase outside the zone, so that part of it hasn't changed. He just hasn't been getting the big hits that we saw him get earlier on. And part of that, Sparky, is the fact that the depth of this team is so deep that he wasn't getting consistent playing time. And so that'll affect a hitter, especially a guy that is just trying to continue to establish himself at the big league level. I think that's part of it. We'll see what happens here. If Churio is out, he is going to be a big piece, right? You need to continue to see him produce and get on base, but nothing physically that I've seen. I think it's just mental at this point. I mean, guys go through this, especially, again, when they're trying to establish themselves, because you have some success at the big league level, and then all of a sudden you start to think, when you're not getting results, wait a minute, was that a fluke? Do I still belong here? That's the type of thing that happens for players when they're at the highest level. The big leagues is really difficult. We need to see Isaac Collins, especially if Jackson Churio's out, we need to see him produce.
Let's talk about Joey Ortiz at the bottom of this lineup. Obviously, had a couple walks there in game one, which is good. But realistically, nobody's expecting much offensively for him, right? I mean, he's in this lineup and on this field for his defense first and foremost.
Yeah, that's exactly why he's out there. Same thing with Blake Perkins. That's your best lineup with Joey Ortiz at short and Blake Perkins out in center. Not your best offensive lineup, but that's your best lineup. And that's important because this team is still built on defense and pitching. Now, what we've seen in the past from other teams throughout the playoffs, throughout the history of the game, is all of a sudden you're not expecting something from a player, and all of a sudden they come up big, just like Blake Perkins did with that 11-pitch at-bat in the first inning against Matthew Boyd. So we'll hopefully see something big from Joey Ortiz and, again, from Blake Perkins because, yes, you need to get contributions from the bottom of your lineup, but you're right, Sparky, you're not really expecting it because, again, he is in there for his glove.
Vinny Rutino, what's the key to these Brewers hitters taking advantage of and beating Imanaga tonight?
Yeah, so when they've taken advantage of him in the past, it's getting to him early. Now, I'm not saying they need to knock him out in the first inning like they did Matthew Boyd and score six runs off him. I'm saying they need to put a lot of pressure on him the first few innings because he's a guy where if he settles in and he finds the feel for that split finger, that forkball, then he is really tough. We saw that from him earlier in the season. In early May, they did get to him because they didn't allow him to settle in. They hammered some of those hanging splits. They got to do that again tonight. I actually think this potentially could be a mistake move by Craig Counsell because, remember, Imanaga is a fly ball pitcher. The wind is expected to be blowing in from Wrigley. Maybe they should have started him in game three instead of game two and maybe gone to a bullpen type of a situation. Let's hope that that backfires for Counsell so we have something to talk about and something to roast him on.
One last question, because the next topic we're doing after we're done, with Ashby starting, what would be your plan behind Aaron Ashby tonight?
I think, personally, I know there's a lot of discussion about this. I personally think it would be overthinking it and trying to get a little too cute if you do not bring in Quinn Priester right after Aaron Ashby. I think you just allow Aaron Ashby to get those tough lefties out, maybe all the way through Pete Crow Armstrong, and then you bring in Quinn Priester, a guy that you won 19 games in a row when he took the ball. He is a winner. He's gonna find a way to get these guys out. And the other thing is, if you don't throw Quinn Priester and you try and save him for game three, then there's no chance for him to come back if there is a game five. So I think it'd be too cute not to bring in Quinn Priester. It's got to be Quinn right after Ashby.
There he is, Vinny Rutino, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Love me some Vinny Rutino. Vinny, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Sparky, you're the best. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.